Warrior Sound on the scene at Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Warriors set to face the Lakers to start this six-game road trip. And we're joined, as we will be throughout the season, by Warriors Vice President of Communications, Raymond Ritter, who began his career in the NBA with the Los Angeles Lakers and sat right next to Chick Hearn during broadcasts for many, many years. Tonight is Chick Hearn night here at Staples Center, and your memories of Chick, Raymond.
Unbelievable. You know, I grew up in Southern California as a kid, as a Laker fan, and listened and watched Chick for many, many years. And once I got an opportunity to work with him and the Lakers from about 1990 to 1998, it was an incredible experience. I got to sit next to him for virtually every game, at least every game at home, selected road games when I was lucky enough to travel, and just an opportunity to build a relationship with someone who, in my estimation, was the greatest broadcaster in the history of sports was pretty special for me.
You know, folks from all around the country who maybe don't even follow Lakers games or sports or the NBA will remember him from the dream sequence in Fletch, where Chevy Chase was on the court. Go back and look at it, or, you know, search it on YouTube. But Chick, an LA icon in so many ways, transcending what really sportscasting even represents now or even then.
Tell you what, you have no idea how big a broadcaster can be until you had a chance to witness Chick Hearn in LA, and much so like the LA fans have been lucky over the years with guys like Vin Scully as well and Dick Enberg and Bob Miller in hockey with the LA Kings. But the one story I always share with Chick is when he passed away in the early 2000s, his wife invited me down for the funeral. His funeral was broadcast on every TV station live in Los Angeles, ABC, NBC, CBS. How many sports broadcasters have their funeral televised live in their market? That just goes to show you how much he was loved and revered in this area. You know, the thing that's most amazing about his career was, I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but at one point he broadcast over 3,000 consecutive Laker games. And many of those nights he didn't feel well and wasn't up to the task, but he always made sure to make it through the broadcast. And just the energy and the love he had for the sport and the game was incredible. And of course, his love for mustard. That's when the mustard, you know, was still on the hot dog and didn't fall off the hot dog.
It's Chick Hearn night as the Warriors start the six-game road trip here at Staples Center against the Lakers. Much more coming here on Warrior Sound.